This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Major ports on the West Coast are being hit by labor disruptions.
West Coast ports, including Seattle, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland, are the ones experiencing the labor disruptions. The Port of Seattle suspended cargo operations due to a work slowdown reported by dock workers. The Pacific Maritime Association, representing port terminals, announced the slowdown, but union officials from the International Longshore and Warehouse Union disputed it. Both parties are focused on achieving a fair contract to support the thriving multi-billion dollar shipping industry. Work slowdowns and stoppages have been ongoing for over a week across West Coast ports. I'm John Schaefer.
An overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. That's according to a CBS News YouGov poll conducted yesterday. It says 80% of likely Republican voters say presidential candidate Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. The poll shows 76% of Republicans are more concerned about the indictment being politically motivated than they are about potential national security risks by Trump. Saudi Arabia is seeking stronger collaboration with China, not competition. During the Arab-China Business Conference yesterday, the Saudi energy minister said they recognize China has taken the lead in getting the right manufacturers and that there is value in working with their country. He went on to say this doesn't mean that we're not going to collaborate with others. The conference was held as both China and Saudi Arabia deal with growing economic and diplomatic tensions with the West. A mob of people seeking vengeance after a fatal shark attack in Egypt is blamed for bludgeoning a shark to death. A Russian man who lived in that country was savagely attacked and eaten by a tiger shark last week while swimming in the Red Sea. Later, a group of beachgoers captured a tiger shark and beat it to death on the beach. This is USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis racks up support in Oklahoma.
Making a stop at a rally in Tulsa on Saturday.
Conservative policies work, and Oklahoma is an example of that.
The Republican candidate for president earned the endorsement of Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
I am officially 100% endorsing Ron DeSantis for president.
Called DeSantis a strong and principled leader who could unwind the disastrous liberal mandates of the Biden administration. During his visit, the Florida governor was also endorsed by a former state congressman and 20 state lawmakers. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Over 40 million Americans are on alert for severe weather this week. Citizens from Denver down to Dallas, as far as east as Charlotte, may experience hail, winds up to 70 miles an hour, and possible tornadoes. Some parts of the country, including Alabama and Georgia, are already getting pummeled by a line of intense storms that is pushing southeast. Security and Exchange Commission lawsuits against cryptocurrency companies are raising concerns about the industry's future.
The SEC filed lawsuits against major cryptocurrency exchanges, Binance and Coinbase, accusing them of operating as unregistered securities exchanges. Binance and its CEO are additionally charged with diverting customer funds. The SEC requested an asset freeze for Binance's U.S. platform, highlighting the ongoing clash between government officials and cryptocurrency proponents over legitimacy. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, it's a bit laughable when you think about it. I don't know if you've been listening to some of these people talking about, you know, gender identification and how do you identify as and this sort of thing, on and on. And that, you know, some say, well, you know, it's just a bit rude of doctors, you know, to identify us based on our genitalia. And, you know, that this is like a mark that stays with us and just prohibits free thinking and, you know, on and on, all to accommodate this upside down, almost, you know, we were talking the other day, it's like the screw tape letters from C.S. Lewis. Everything is all, you know, words are all twisted and, you know, and we're all confused. But, you know, what still remains are the two critical questions. Who am I and why am I here? Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, it's interesting that people want to abandon their God-given identity and now rely on a culture that doesn't even know who they are to tell them who they are. How does that make sense?
Well, I think the inmates are definitely running the asylum right now.
You think?
Yeah, it's... You know, and this should shock us, and then again, it shouldn't surprise us, because if we believe biblical framework, we understand that the world does not get better and better every year, that it does go through two things. Number one, good and evil ebb and flow, and number two, the world is moving toward a culmination, a critical moment where Christ finally puts down every enemy in the second coming. So you've got a lot of things. Two things. The ebb and flow, good and evil, it's happened throughout history. And then the second thing is we're closer to the culmination of time as we know it.
Right. And again, you know, what keeps coming back, Phil, is the study of the legitimate versus the counterfeit. This keeps coming back, you know, to me and in my thinking, is that we are so willing to embrace in today's culture. I mean, you look at the numbers not that long ago when you and I were growing up, 90% of America identified as Christian. Now it's down to about 62%. So what happened in the 50, 60 years that took us from 90% belief to 62% roughly? And here we've got, I mean, you look at the comparative cultural expressions and the madness that is running rampant. I mean, the way our kids are under attack, you know, to be, you know, re-identified and transitioned. I mean, this is disgusting what's going on.
Well, it is. And if we kind of go back and do the bigger picture, we look and say, okay, there were certain factors that were playing a part in our culture. You know, I mean, we go back and we say, okay, well, let's look at, Roe versus Wade in, back in the early 70s. I mean, that had a big effect because what it did, it diminished the concept of the image of God. And I think this is the enemy's latest with transgenderism, is let's completely wipe out any concept that there is an image of God so that you distort man and you pervert man's not only view of himself, but even the body that he has or she has. And, and so that it's ultimately an all-out attack on the image of God because Satan hates God and wants to destroy man.
We're back in the garden, aren't we?
Yeah, where
it all began.
Even worse,
right.
Because
yes,
but now there's no sanity that seems to be existing on any level that we can tell. We've got CEOs of woke corporations that are rolling in, and they probably don't even believe it. They're either being pushed by a board or being pushed by a political agenda somewhere behind the scenes. And now they're trying to play this thing out. And, I look at it and say, this makes sense biblically, but it makes no sense biblically. How about that one?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it does, because you sit there and I'm thinking, okay, why are these CEOs doing this, Phil? I mean, the World Economic Forum, you've got BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, they're underwriting, they're co-opting this insanity right now and telling these CEOs, they got to be telling them in the back rooms, hey, don't worry, it's a little bit of a loss, we're covering you, we've got these other investments coming, through the back door that are all SDG, DEI coordinated. And you guys are checking the boxes, so as long as you keep checking the boxes, we're going to keep money flowing. So don't worry about this short-term loss. It'll all even out down the road. I got to imagine that's the only thing that would possibly cause them to think that they can sustain these, immediate losses. But, Disney's, in a matter of a week, $40 billion? I mean, after a while, I got to think, whether it's Target or even Walmart, all these other companies that are chiming in, that, the stockholders start getting a little restless.
Well, indeed. In fact, I really believe, I'm not sure who it was, I read a news feed where could expect some lawsuits against, from shareholders against these corporations because... They're not acting in their fiduciary responsibility to do what's best for their investments. And I think
we had Scott Shepard on in the first hour, Phil. To your point, he's with the Free Enterprise Project, and they are taking legal action against Target, and they're demanding records related to its LGBT agenda. That is, now I think what is the loss now up to about $15 billion. Target has lost.
Yeah, and I think Target probably thought we weathered the bathroom storm. Remember the...
Right, exactly.
We weathered the bathroom storm. It all went away. It all came back. We're a good company. But I think what happened was they probably underestimated, I'm going to say, the non-religious mom effect. Because I think they anticipated the Christian conservative effect. But I think they didn't realize this thing is bigger than even... religion. This is like you're messing with my kids now, and now I'm going to take this thing serious. So if it's $15 billion now, and what's it been 4 weeks?
Yeah,
probably. It could hit $30 billion. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this thing is not going away. I mean, our church has established a 30-day no fly zone over there, and we'll reevaluate in the next week or two what we should do. But I think the message is everybody's loving the fact that the boycott is working. That's what they're loving.
Right. Well, the thing is,
see, making a difference.
Because people, they need to have a voice in all this, Phil. And corporate America has been ignoring their voices and time and again, whether it has to do with an election, products we buy, their affiliation with China that is an emerging threat. on all things that have to do with our national security and on, the people that we have heretofore counted on, you know, watching out for us, you know, they're derelict of duty right now.
Oh, indeed. And this is these are the things that become big issues on multiple levels. So I'm excited right now. I'm excited that we actually have a voice that's making a difference in these corporation decisions.
Without a doubt. Phil Hodgson-Piller is with us. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. We come back. More from Phil after this. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm going to make a right-hand turn here for just a minute, only because Phil and I were talking off air, and he had interviewed this guy, he's right there, goes to the church, and this guy knows what he's talking about when it comes to the economy. And what he had to share with the church yesterday, and I would highly recommend that you get your hands on the interview, because Phil Hotzenpiller, it was such a blessing, because this is the number one question, you know, that people have regarding the economy. With all that's going on and all the wackiness, you know, our president, former president being indicted again, inflation doesn't seem like this administration wants to do anything about it. They're happy to, you know, surrender our energy independence. And what we're learning more and more about, the capturing, I think Miranda Devine called it the capturing of the princelings. And that is where these entities, these big companies in countries like Ukraine or China, the way they're able to get around some of this bribery stuff is they reward the children of the officials. And of course, that kind of binds them and captures them, whether it's Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi. This one deal I was looking at was interesting because it showed Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, John Kerry, and Mitt Romney. And the question was, it's interesting that the children of these people, these elected officials, these politicians, it's their children that are connected to Ukraine oil. So you think, you go, oh, was this part of the reason why Joe Biden buried our energy sector so that he could ingratiate himself with his investment with Ukraine and probably some other entities around the world that we're yet to really find out for sure what's going on, is that it's in his interest to crash our energy sector and oil. Because the Biden family, the Kerrys, Pelosi, everybody else does a lot better when our energy sector is crashed. I think there's some connection there.
Well, it's always follow the money, isn't it?
And, yes, it is.
And where there's smoke, there's fire. So we definitely got smoke. I think most of us are convinced there's fire there. Yes. And it's just, how do you unravel it? And that's part of the problem. It seems that. How many times have you heard something like this said? All this stuff gets exposed on, let's say, a government official, and nothing ever really happens.
Exactly. No accountability. Right.
And I think that's the frustration, is we know it. We know if the common man did this, that he'd probably be doing jail time.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, or something minor, and yet something much worse. Just think back about the Hillary computer server. And nothing happened from that.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
Yeah. And all the FBI agents that were involved in taking Trump down on a phony Oppo piece that they knew was invalid to begin with. They'd been sitting on it. They had the information, but they were so bound and determined. There was no way that Donald Trump had any business in the White House and the Oval Office, and they did everything to resist. They ended up costing us, Phil, probably just in raw dollars, $100 million of taxpayer money. For what? Bupkis. To end up arriving at where they were in the first. They basically went in a circle. They knew that Donald Trump was not a Russian asset. They knew this dossier was bogus. And so they come full circle, and Mueller, who ends up, and it's amazing, look at the Democrats. Here you got Mueller, you got Joe Biden, you got Fetterman, you got Dianne Feinstein. What is the pandemic that's operating within the Democratic Party that has these people mentally deficient and deranged? Do you realize, do you see the commonality here between these four leaders, and God only knows what else, within the Democratic Party, that how it's attacked them specifically? I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
Well, it's really akin to third world dictators. That's really the kind of politics we're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. When I was down in Peru doing a crusade a few years ago, the president was getting ready to go to jail. There's two former presidents in Peruvian jails, and it was all related to corruption. And good for them. They figured out a way to actually close in on some of this corruption but then the new guy comes in, he's corrupt. And I fear that, in the legitimate sense of the word, fear, that, you know, we've crossed a line of integrity that is going to allow good people to get elected. I mean, that's what it seems like. You know, we've got Republicans who don't really act like Republicans. We've got Democrats who act more like, you know, far left, extreme progressives. So we've got a really interesting world happening right now that we've never been down this road ever. Mm-hmm. This is a new road.
Right. But Phil, you know, I have faith in the American people. Yes, people of faith. Maybe the numbers, maybe Gallup's right, you know, that we're down to 62% versus 90. But, you know, as Sam Sorbo was saying earlier, it's about the remnant. God always uses a remnant, doesn't he? And you and I have talked about this, too, in the previous weeks about wheats and tares. This is what's going on. And so the wheat, you know, needs to really focus on the legitimate and hold on to its identity in Christ and trust that God's going to work this all out for our good, that he's in control, that regardless of what the, you know, climate activists would want to say, regardless of what is happening in our government, you know, God does not, you know, he does not appreciate evil and the kind of evil that's happening. Now, again, you and I have discussed this. We know we're heading to the final chapter of the book, and we know what happens. And we may very well be, you know, a lot sooner and a lot closer to that final chapter than we realize. But even still, you know, God is in control, and even though it may look like the other side is winning, we know who wins in the end run, and we're not to freak out. We're to do the best we can, trusting in him to keep our peace, right?
Yeah,
or keep his peace.
Yeah, exactly, Bill. And I'm one of these guys who believes that every generation has a problem they're supposed to solve.
Mm-hmm.
And we either succeed at it or we fail. And I don't mean generational like Z, X, millennial. I mean those living in that particular period. We have a job to solve, whether we're trying to solve how do we get Adolf Hitler out of power, or mm-hmm. whether we're trying to solve how do we stop abortion in the 70s. We have an agenda. We're co-workers with God on planet Earth. And whenever we relegate that and we just kind of fall back into, well, I guess it'll all work out, or let's just pray about it, I think that's where we get ourselves into trouble. We should pray about it. There ain't no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But that's not the same as getting involved and making a difference. What if, you know, Wilberforce had not made the decision to fight slavery?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, he saw the problem in his generation and he sought to solve it.
Yeah.
That's
but,
what we
you know, and go back to your point, and this is what I love about your wife, Tammy, because Tammy prays with a purpose. And you do too. I mean, you got to pray in church. I mean, let's face it. And I love that, because what it is, you're not praying to say, okay, hey, oh, you're sick, you know, I'll pray for you. And you kind of, you know, throw a little, you know, prayer out there, like as if it's some, you know, little chump change tip or something. But no, you are seeking God. You're seeking, you know, that revelation, that revelatory word of God that is embedded in that are the marching orders that we need, that now word that we need to activate what it is that we're supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Amen. And that's the great word. Let's activate our faith. Let's get involved. Let's get on the front line. Let's take responsibility for, you know, regardless who made the mess, let's take responsibility and be the adult and help clean up the mess.
And who's always been there to clean up the mess? God and his people, right?
Amen. Yep.
I mean,
we've got a great track record of it. Let's keep it going.
Amen. Phil Hotzenpiller, where can they go for more information? We got about 15 seconds left.
You can go to AmericanFaith.com and find some great news you can trust.
Yeah, and stay on top of it, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we need to lean on even more so in these times. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, sir.
Do you have heart failure and often hear, Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. An overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. That's according to a CBS News YouGov poll conducted yesterday. It says 80% of likely Republican voters say presidential candidate Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. The poll shows 76% of Republicans are more concerned about the indictment being politically motivated than they are about potential national security risks by Trump. Saudi Arabia is seeking stronger collaboration with China, not competition. During the Arab-China Business Conference yesterday, the Saudi energy minister said they recognize China has taken the lead in getting the right manufacturers and that there is value in working with their country. He went on to say this doesn't mean that we're not going to collaborate with others. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Tim Graham from the Media Research Center. He is the executive editor for Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, the mainstream media wants us to believe a specific narrative. Again, they're telling the people what you should believe when it comes to Donald Trump and this indictment. Now, you guys have been tracking the latest news and media bias surrounding this indictment. Tell us about that.
Well, the first thing we're going to try to point out is the hundreds of minutes of attention they're giving this. And it's sort of like the Mueller report, you know, the Mueller indictment they always wanted. You know, it's like Christmas. And it is unprecedented, and it's not necessarily unprecedented in a good way. Mm-hmm. What you have here is the Justice Department of one president in indicting another former president who's planning to run against him. And that should smell to most people. And I think it's especially, again, this is an unprecedented thing where that resulted from an unprecedented raid on Trump's home.
Exactly.
By federal agents all over a dispute over documents where the National Archives treated Trump in a much different way than they treated other presidents. And let's face it, certainly in a different way than they treated Vice President Joe Biden taking classified documents.
Yeah.
So there's obviously a double standard here, but it almost doesn't matter how this turns out, because it's just like the Mueller thing. This is Mueller 2. Jack Smith is Mueller the sequel. And so they just flood the zone day after day after day with the latest tidbit. about the walls closing in. And if it turns out the walls don't close in, doesn't matter. This is like an industry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is Adam Schiff all over again, isn't it? You know, with the same kind of narrative that, oh, he's going to be perp walk and, you know, all this is, that's going on. And, you know, when you hear the different pundits, especially the legal commentators giving their idea, well, you know, this is why you go to court. And you have legal representation so that you can, you know, address, you know, address the differences. But the thing is that, that's so disturbing for me, especially when it comes to Trump, Tim, is that when they offer something, an opinion, it's presented as if it's absolute dogma.
Yes. And let's face
it. Well, in
it,
a sense,
know.
In a sense, it is dogmatic, you know, because
yeah.
It's their dogmatic opinion. But I mean, it's just like it's inarguable. It's like it's fact. He's going to jail for the rest
yeah.
of his life.
Right. There's always the expectation of doom, and it's what they're wishing for.
Mm-hmm.
These are all the same people that thought Trump leading lock her up chants was terrible. Well, they're the lock him up media, and so I think that it's. There are things in this indictment, once it was unsealed, where you would, as a citizen, you would say, what are you doing showing classified documents to people like they're your souvenirs? That's disturbing. But then, again, there's this whole idea of, you know, they're saying, oh, Republicans are saying selective prosecution. Well, that's factual. It's quite obvious this is a selective prosecution.
Right.
We'll see how it turns out, but this is exactly the kind of thing the media were hoping for. And you have to guess what they really want here is they want a Republican nominee for president, hopefully, you know, on trial during the campaign. They may not get the trial before the campaign is over. They'd be fine with that, too. They want to constantly hang these things over them. And there's probably more indictments to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they flat out are afraid of Donald Trump, aren't they?
Well, what's funny, though, is then, you know, when Ron DeSantis surges, then they're like, well, he's worse than Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he is? I mean, it's like you can't
even
figure out. It's all about making sure Biden stays right where he is. And so everybody the Republicans could nominate is terrible. But it seems like, yeah, this is the guy they want to be the nominee. That's certainly the flavor you get. Because it's like, I'm trying to figure this out. So you're saying he's an impending threat to democracy. He's some sort of totalitarian, and he's the guy you want on the ticket. How does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, they just feel they've been able to control the narrative over Trump. It goes back to a commentary that I wrote last year. Actually, 2 years ago, I said, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, and think about it. And so what's happening now is here you've got, you know, you're tracking the media bias. Now, have they departed? Because you can take people only so far to when it becomes so unbelievable and incredulous that the people just leave you. And this is what's happening with the mainstream media, I see, Tim, is that the people just aren't following them anymore. And, you know, they've upped the game. They keep upping the game and upping, you know, the narrative to such a degree that it's just incomprehensible. And, of course, after all that Trump has gone through and the American people, dare I say, at least 50% of the country, in going through this exercise with all this hyperbole and threats about, you know, how he's going to injure the republic. And he's the only one in the recent era that put America first and did all these great things, made us energy independent. What did Barack Obama do? Barack Obama, who really started this whole thing with the fundamental transformation of our country, really moved the ball down the socialistic road, you know, for America. And after everything was all said and done, there was no hope to believe in. But that's what he said. And the hope to believe in, interestingly enough, was the same line that Adolf Hitler used. Just saying.
Well, look, the socialistic method is that's what the media likes. I mean, and it seems pretty weird when, you know, these are corporations with a bottom line, but sometimes now in today's day, the wokest corporations, the most so-called progressive corporations, are the media companies, from Disney to Comcast, and of course, taxpayer-funded so-called public broadcasting. They all have a remarkable bias toward Obama. They loved Obama. You couldn't get enough of Obama. And that's part of what turned people off from the media. And then obviously the exact opposite with Trump. Mm-hmm. And between those two presidencies, everybody can see which side the so-called mainstream media belongs to. They have taken a side.
No, clearly, when you got 95% of the reporting, as you laid out, anti-Trump and negative about Donald Trump, I mean, this wasn't by accident. This was by design, wasn't it?
Oh, they set out every day to hammer a narrative, which was, yeah, we are in a dangerous time. Whenever the Democrats are out of power, it's a dangerous time. And so you get really, again, the political news sometimes is like the weather. And when the Democrats are in power, it's, you know, it's a wonderful time to be alive. Although the first 2 years of Biden really were all about Trump and January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe that was a convenient way for them not to let Biden out of the House, or, you know, he didn't have to do much media because they were all focusing on Trump. I say this basically every day. Who's president? Because the news media are obsessing with holding a former president accountable, as they call it. They're doing next to nothing to hold Biden accountable. They're just kind of holding his hand.
Exactly. Well, look at the timing. Look at the timing of, you know, the announcement of his indictment running parallel with, you know, with the FBI finally releasing the notes from the whistleblower under the threat of, you know, contempt of court charges against Ray, contempt of Congress. And they must have really had him. And I think Comer in his chess game there. Because, you know, Ray didn't know that Comer had seen the document, and he figured, well, gosh, if he's seen that document, he's probably seen the others, so what does he give him? He gives him everything. You know, he gives him more documents than he asked for, you know, to keep himself, I guess, out of contempt charges.
And yet the media want to give that 0 seconds.
You see, all this stuff is significant, Tim, as you're pointing out. And what I guess gives me hope is that it's leading us down the road of truth, whether you like it or not. This is the power of the truth. It'll take you kicking and screaming because it needs to be reconciled. You cannot continue to live a lie forever. It's too painful and too brain damaging. You know, just saying. Tim Graham, he's the executive editor for Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
You bet.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A little knot in the cord. That happens every once in a while. Go figure. Yeah, that was something we did back in school when we had to study electronics and everything. That was the catch-all get-out-of-jail card that you would use whenever you ran into and you were doing some troubleshooting with electronics. We would just say, you know, Adam Holtz, there's a knot in the cord. And... that was the problem. Whatever problem it was that had to do with electronics, it was there's just a knot in the cord. So that's well, comes up even to this day. So
I feel like there's a knot in the cord pretty much every morning when I wake up at this point. So
well,
you're describing it.
Well, you know, you look at our society right now too. I mean, with all this going on, you know, we were talking with Sam Sorbo earlier, and she had tweeted out. In observing, you know, what was going on during Pride Month and some of these demonstrations. And she just, you know, tweeted out, well, you know, family friendly, you know, question mark. And the people then, you know, responded, well, you know, why do you say that? You know, this is just happening around adult areas. And I'm, you know, quite interesting. You look at the video and you see, you know, kids walking by all this demonstration that's happening in the streets of America, you know, with parents holding their hands, and makes you wonder, you know, what the heck the parents are thinking to, you know, drag their kids, you know, through this horrendous display of, satanic, I think it's satanic behavior.
Yeah, you know, our church is downtown, so I was downtown yesterday morning, and it's Colorado Springs, which I would characterize as, in some significant ways, a more conservative community than lots of places. Obviously, we have lots of Christian organizations, and we have multiple military bases, but, you know, there's also a progressive side of the coin that is very vocal, and so I would say that we're a very polarized community, just like so many other places in this country. And I got out of church about 12:30, and the Pride Parade was like a block away, and it had just gotten done. And there were families with kids everywhere. Now, obviously,
yes,
that's just anecdotal, but I think that Pride has morphed into the mainstream in that it's not something that just, you know, hardcore LGBT supporters make an effort to participate in, but it is now, I think, because of the way the media has portrayed it, it's become, you know, like a 4th of July or, you know, St. Patrick's Day or Christmas parade. And that, that troubles me pretty deeply, Bill, you know, for exactly the reasons you laid out.
Well, and the thing that I find quite interesting here is the traditional, you know, gay and lesbian and homosexual community feel like their movement is being hijacked with these with these extremists. And I think that's interesting, you know, and at the same time, you know, for many people who thought, well, you know, why shouldn't, a homosexual relation, why shouldn't they have some legal standing if the person that they love and care for is dying? And so, you know, there was some argument and then accommodation. But all along, people said, look, this is where it all begins. And then it just, you get the disease of Moore, so to speak, as Pat Riley referred to it. And it's more the, you know, when I say that, I'm not making a declaration. I'm only using a metaphor here that was, you know, expressed in Pat Riley's book, that this is the human experience, is that then it becomes never enough and you just keep amping this thing up. And then out of it, we're seeing, this other agenda starting to creep in, that they want to take control of our kids to the degree that, you know, sex becomes neutral, and that, you know, pedophilia and everything, you know, and at the same time as you have this discussion and this movement towards accepting pedophilia, we have Jeffrey Epstein back in the headlines, and, you know, and Chase Bank and their involvement in a payout of multiple millions of dollars to these young victims. You know, so it's like, wait a minute, you know, on one hand, you've got a group pushing for acceptance of pedophilia. Then on the other hand, you've got, reparations for young girls that have been violated.
Right.
So it's, go ahead.
Well, there are so many angles to this story, right? And let's even take it out of conservative or Christian, that kind of frame. The research that isn't, you know, biased with a, you know, a predetermined outcome in mind, mm-hmm. indicates that most teens with gender dysphoria, something like 85%, that dysphoria will resolve by the time they're done making their way through adolescence. And let's all think back to adolescence for just a minute. It's confusing. It's a time of insecurity. It's a time of not understanding. It's a time of deeply, deeply desiring the affirmation and the acceptance of people around us. But it's a time of confusion, Bill. I mean,
right.
which of us knew which end was up when we were 15, right? And
right.
so why are we deferring to children's insistence that they're really a girl when they think they're a boy, or, you know, or vice versa? And we're now being, you know, California, I saw a headline this morning, it is a pastor, they're considering making it a law that parents, you know, if they don't go along with their children's desire to transition, that it will be legally considered child abuse. I'm like, well,
You'll lose custody in situations, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's child abuse to let a 14 or 15-year-old unilaterally decide they're going to cut their genitals off.
Mm-hmm.
Or take hormones when the research shows that most of it will resolve. And interestingly, you know, we often think of Europe as being more progressive and sort of a snapshot of where our culture is headed. But Great Britain in particular and Europe more generally, they're putting the brakes on this, you know, mm-hmm. because they're recognizing that there's a growing number of people who have gotten to the other side of that transition and realized, oh man, we have been sold a false bill of goods here, and you got to follow the money, because once the lawsuits start, you will see things change, I think. I mean, I would like it to change because philosophically, morally, and theologically, it's odious, but I think that Europe is often a bellwether for where we're headed, and especially in Great Britain, they've put the brakes on this because they have realized you got kids that don't know up from down making life-altering decisions that they cannot, you can't walk it back. You're doing irreparable harm. And, you know, that doesn't even take into account the bigger theological conversation here, Bill.
Well, the deal is that here, I mean, before we got regular laws. You know, there's things that you can't do until you're 18, and you've got kids 12, 13, and younger making these life-altering decisions. You know, you can't vote until you're 18. You can't join the military.
My child with asthma can't use an inhaler at school without the nurse signing off on it. But we can have the school say you can go have an abortion or change your, you know, your do something to yourself biologically. It's insane.
Yes.
It gets my dander up. Let me tell you.
No, I can tell, but it needs to, rightfully so, because we know that this is absolute evil, Adam. There's no way to make room for it.
And
this is what God calls us to do, and people of faith understand this. But, you know, the thing is that our kids, without our knowledge, have been conditioned, if the truth be known. This isn't something that just happened 6 months ago. This has been going on for years. The educational industrial complex has taken over, I mean, to the degree that they're so arrogant that whether it's at a school board meeting or any other venues of expression, to hear them talk, you're going, where in the heck did you come from? And it is well established they have been living under this premise and have been exercising this doctrine, you know, for a number of years. And what did we know as parents? You know, we turned our kids over to them thinking, well, they're educating our kids. No. That idea of education went out the door a long time ago, because if they were educating our kids, we wouldn't be ranking one of the last in the last places of all of modern countries when it comes to education.
Yep,
I mean
that's exactly right, and we've got to be engaged. We have to know what's being taught, and we've got to be talking with our kids. You know, we had about a two-hour conversation about all of this stuff with my youngest last night, who will be in eighth grade. And, you know, we're in...
What is he saying? What is he thinking about this?
Well, it's actually my youngest daughter. You know, she is really trying to make sense of how do we think about these issues. And so we had a long and very, very, I would say, detailed and sophisticated conversation about this theology of
with an eighth grader. Wow.
With an eighth grader. Yeah, exactly. Well,
and the thing is, it's tough, is that then, you know, she's with you for a couple of hours, but then she's going to be with her peers 8 hours times five, so 40 hours in the week. And her peers, have the parents been as responsible, to share and talk from a biblical worldview Pride Month and what's being thrown in their face, you know, during the month of June?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, and so we're talking.
Yeah, well, thank God for doing that, and I hope the rest of our audience is hearing this, because, you know, we were talking with Jeff Johnston, you know, a couple of weeks ago about talking to our kids about this and preparing them. You know, what do you say to your kids, and, you know, when they're exposed? And it's not only that, you know, by accident, but it's on television, it's the peer pressure, it's everything right now. It's just coming in so strongly and fast. Adam Holtz, thank you, sir.
I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a